I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The Hindu nationalist Bharatiya Janata Party is hoping to pass an anti-conversion law in the Indian state of Uttarakhand. They want to ban conversions by what they call allurement or fraudulent means. Open Doors' Carl Muller says Hindu nationalists want to make it illegal for Christians to reach out in Jesus' name.
In mission work, just about all the time, you're bringing something to people who are in desperate need. And as you bring those things, you bring the gospel. You bring the good news of Jesus Christ. But this is exactly the kind of targets that are being addressed by this legislation.
Next, Pakistan has tightened security after a Taliban-linked blast took the lives of 25 people, while five others were killed in checkpoint violence. World Hope International's Ann O'Dell says Christians are constantly on alert. That hasn't stopped World Hope International's Christian school, which is desperately needed. Since Pakistan's predominantly Islamic, Christians are discriminated against, especially in school.
Children from Christian families are often denied the right to attend a government-sponsored school. Often they're forced to sit at the back of the classroom if they're even admitted to the school.
You can help them. Go to our website. And a folk music festival allowed many to see Christ in UT Paraguay. It was dubbed the Festival of Hope. Every night, the festival included Christian music and a message about the love of Christ. Volunteer counselors spoke with nearly 290 people who showed interest in the gospel. SIM International missionaries Dan and Christy Reich believe the festival elevated the status of evangelicals in the eyes of the community. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat7's giving away a free DVD for you to see what compels up to 10 million people a week to watch their TV broadcasts. Get your free DVD at 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.